Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Good afternoon. God bless you one and all. I'd like to read to you this afternoon from Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 10 and following. I have seen the Lord-given task, the God-given task with which the sons of men are to be occupied. He has made everything beautiful in its time. Also, he has put eternity in their hearts. Except that no one can find out the works that God does from the beginning to the end. I know that there is nothing better for them than to rejoice and to do good in their lives. And also that every man should eat and drink and enjoy the good of all his labor. It is the gift of God. Verse 14. I know that whatever God does, it shall be forever. Nothing can be added to it, and nothing taken from it. God does it, that men should fear before him. That which has already been, and that which is to be has already been. And God requires an account of what is past. Wow. Thank you, Lord, for the reading of your word. We praise you, Father God, and we honor you. We give you all the glory and we give you all the praise. In the glorious and precious name of Yeshua, Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the Prince of Peace. Amen and amen. I know that whatever God does, it shall be forever. Nothing can be added to it and nothing taken from it. God does it that men should fear before him. That which has already been and what is to be has already been. And God requires an account of what is past. Wow. But up here in verse 11 gives me goosebumps. He has made everything beautiful in its time. He has made everything beautiful in its time. Thank you, Father God. To your glory, to your honor, and to your praise. Shall we pray? Lord God of heaven and of earth, as heaven is your throne and the earth is your footstool, we ask you to bow down this day and hear our cries and our pleads up to you, Lord God, as you sit on your throne. Oh, we thank you, Father, that you love us with a love that endures all time. You never leave us and you never forsake us. Thank you, Yeshua, Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the Prince of Peace, that you are our Savior, our healer, our comforter, and our best friend. And you deliver us from every form of evil. Indeed. Holy Spirit, I ask you to come and rain down on us, instruct us, comfort us. Indeed. Binding back all the powers of darkness, ministering to us right now, in spirit and in truth and in glory. Throughout all the world, in Africa, Asia, Antarctica, Australia, Europe, North, South, and Central America, from the mountaintops to the valleys, to the islands, to the forest and the jungles and the rivers, the deserts, Lord, everywhere. Yes, Lord, ministering to us in spirit and in truth. Thank you, guest, for being here. Minister to this guest. Touch this guest. Heal this guest, Lord, with your holy healing kisses in the glorious and precious name of Yeshua, Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the Prince of Peace. Thank you. Thank you. In Jesus' glorious name, touch Miss Purdy. Bless her, Lord, and heal her, and touch her life, and minister to her and her family and everyone that's here in the glorious and precious name of Yeshua, Jesus Christ, the Messiah. Holy, 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 holy is your name. Holy, holy. Yes, Miss Purdy, we praise the glorious name of Yeshua. Thank you for your kisses, too. Thank you, sweet, sweet Jesus. Glory, glory, glory in Jesus' name. As we get into your word, as we get into the word, Lord, I ask you to bless us, Lord, bless us. In the glorious and precious name of Yeshua, Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the Prince of Peace, heal us, Lord, and open us up to your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Rain down on us, Holy Spirit, binding back all the powers of darkness and every enemy that would come against us in Jesus' name. Every demon shall bow at the name of Jesus and run to the power, to the depths of hell in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb. Amen and amen. Well, God bless you, guests. Thank you for coming. Hallelujah. Difficult times? Bless the Lord. Give him a blessing. Praise his name. Bless the Lord. He has his mighty hands on you, the whole world. Yes, he has his mighty hands on you the whole time. Hey, everyone, whole wide world, just look, just look. Okay, I got you. All right. I'll keep you in the name of Jesus. Okay. Hey, everyone, whole wide world, just look, just look. Peace be, peace and comfort, joy unspeakable and full of glory is the subject of the day, the promises of the Lord. Yes and amen. Rest in the Lord, all who are weary, all who are exhausted from everyday life. Shalom, evangelist and pastor Lacey K. Green. Praise God. Lord God of heaven and earth, as heaven is your throne and the earth is your footstool, I ask you to bend down. Lord God, I ask you to lay your loving hand and heal and restore, Father God. Touch people that need a special healing, a special prayer, a special anointing, Father God, and a deliverance. A special deliverance in Jesus' name. Father God, right now, in Jesus' name, I ask for a deliverance, Father God. In Jesus' name, deliver in Jesus' name. Whatever is binding people up, Lord, I ask you to deliver them. In Jesus' name, I ask for deliverance right now. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I ask you to take it away right now. Every stumbling block right now in Jesus' name. Take it away. Take it away right now, Father God. Take it away in Jesus' name. Father God, we plead the blood. We plead the blood. We plead the blood over your children. Yes, we do. In Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for deliverance right now. In Jesus' name. At the name of Jesus, every demon shall fly, every stumbling block. In Jesus' name, we praise you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb. Praise in your name. Go with me, if you will. Praise God, praise God. This is a glorious day in Jesus. glorious day in Jesus. Go with me to Matthew chapter 11. Matthew chapter 11. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to the Lamb. Glory, glory, glory to the Lamb. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, indeed. Matthew 11. Praise God. Praise God. Yes. Woe is me. Woe is me. Man, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I can feel the Spirit of the Lord, I tell you. I tell you, Lord, I know you have touched me today. I can feel it. Thank you, Lord. Are you weary? Are you weary and tired? Are you weary and tired in Jesus' name? Jesus said in Matthew chapter 11, verse 25, he was talking to the folks. He was talking to the folks and he said this. Okay, hold on just a minute and I'll let you do it, okay? You can talk to me. Go ahead, you print, whoops. Just print it there, okay? I hit the wrong button. Praise God, praise God. I got too many machines going here in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Okay. Hallelujah. I lost my thing here just a minute. The enemy don't like it. But praise God. God is in control. Amen and amen. Praise God. Are you weary and heavy laden? Come and I will give you rest. Jesus said, I will give you rest. Just a minute, I lost my the enemy doesn't like it. But I'll get it back. Hold on. And at the time Jesus answered and says, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth. Lord of heaven and earth, I thank you. I thank you, Father. Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and prudent and have revealed them to babes. Amen and amen. Talking about and have revealed them to babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in your sight. All things have been delivered to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father. I lost my chat room. Just a minute, it'll come back. There we go, it's coming. Just a minute. There we go. You know how these, okay, my chat room's supposed to be back anyway. Okay. Were you going to call me or were you going to put it in the chat room? I'm not calling your name, I'm just, there you go. You want to send me an email? You send it to www.lacykministries.org. www.lacykministries.org. Okay? Okay, www.lacykministries.org. All right. You want me type that in on my thing, or do you have it? www.lacykministries.org. Okay, very good. Okay, now, and that'll come into my that'll get to me through my website. Okay, nobody will see it, just you and me. Okay, bless you, sweetheart. Okay. Okay, even so, Father, for so it seemed good in your sight. All things have been delivered to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, nor does anyone know the Father except the Son, and he to whom the Father wills to reveal him. Now, right here, I want to say something. God chooses you and me. Remember that. We are hand-picked, chosen by God. Hand-picked, chosen by God. Okay. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest to your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Are you going through a hard time right now? Is life difficult? Everyone around me and the phone calls I get, the text messages I get, people I know in my congregation, my friends, my relatives, everyone I know, I see it on the TV, I see it on the news. It's tribulation, tribulation, and trials. And let me tell you something. The Lord said, read your word. In these days we will have trials and tribulations. It is just life. But he says, come unto me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest to your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Take it to Jesus. Take it to Jesus. Take it all to Jesus. All of it. Whatever is going on in your life right now, whatever it is, take it to Jesus. Take it all to Jesus. Every bit of it. Whether you're going through a addiction, a trial, a health issue, whether you have a sin in your life that you cannot seem to overcome, you have a person in your life that you're attracted to that you cannot shake, that you know better, whether you are in adultery or fornication or pornography or anything that you're into that you know is not of the Lord, that's ruining your life, give it to Jesus. Give it to Jesus. Give it to Jesus. We're going to continue this thought. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Lord God of heaven and earth, as heaven is your throne and the earth is your footstool. Please bend down and hear us, Lord. Lord, you see everything. You know everything. There's no surprises to you. You've known everything from the foundation of time. Everything. You see us, you hear us, you know us. You know all about us. And despite it all, you still love us. You still love us when other people will walk away, turn their back on us, shake their heads at us, shake their fist at us, stomp their feet. You still love us. And you don't give up. Until we draw our last breath, you still love us. You'll give us a chance and a chance. Help us, Lord. Help us to see you for who you are. to give our lives over to you. Help us, Lord. Help us. We praise you right now as we go further into your word. Help us to see that you are here holding us and loving us. Help us to surrender to your calling on our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Go to Psalms 121. Psalms 121. Psalms 121, God is our keeper. I love this. Oh, the Lord's word is perfect. Goes like this. I will lift up my eyes to the hills, from whence comes my help. My help comes from the Lord, who made the heaven and the earth. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. And the sun will not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul, or keep you. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. Let's read it again, shall we? I will lift up my eyes to the hills, from whence comes my help. My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. Praise God. Now, guest, I'm going to close this window so that I can see anybody else. Thank you. Okay. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you for your word, Lord. Thank you that you never slumber and you never sleep. You're always there. Always. And Jesus is sitting at your right hand, making intercession for us day and night, night and day. Thank you, Lord. Indeed, thank you, Lord. Difficult times. Difficult times. Do you realize that Father God has your picture in the palm of his hand looking at you? Indeed, he sees you in the palm of his hand. Glory, glory, glory. He sees you in the palm of his hand. He has you engraved in the palm of his hand. Isn't that marvelous? Isn't that grand? Go with me to Psalms 103. Excuse me, I don't want to see that. I think you need to be excused. The Lord rebuked that spirit in Jesus' name. Satan, the Lord rebukes that in Jesus' name. The Lord rebuke that Satan in Jesus' name. The Lord rebuke you, Satan, in Jesus' name. Psalms 103. I think you need to sign off. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of Nazareth, the Lord rebuke you. The Lord bind your spirit. In Jesus' name, goodbye. Psalms 103. Bless the Lord, all ye people. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and in all that is in me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executes righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. The Lord executes righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. You are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his acts to children of Israel, to the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in mercy. He will not always strive with us, nor will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor punished us according to our iniquities. As far as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far as he removed our transgressions from us, as a father pities his children, so the Lord pities those who fear him. For he knows our frame and remembers that we are dust. As for man, his days are like grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourishes. For the wind passes over it, and it is gone, and its place remembers it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him, and his righteousness is to his children's children. To such as keep his covenant, and to those who remember his commandments to do them. The Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all. Bless the Lord, you his angels, who excel in strength, who do his word, heeding the voice of his word. Bless the Lord, all you his host, you ministers of his, who do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works, in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Praise God. The Lord rebuke this spirit. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father God. I appreciate you. Appreciate that in Jesus' precious and holy name. I thank you. Praising your name all the day long. Hallelujah. Praising your name. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb. Praising your glorious name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb. Mashilahai lahaimi atashai. Father God, we praise you and we honor you. We plead the blood of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus over, let me tell you about my Jesus. He can be your Jesus too. I plead the blood of Jesus over my website. Let me tell you about my Jesus. Hallelujah. I plead the blood of Jesus over every Christian radio show on Blog Talk Radio. over every Christian TV show, radio show, internet show, in every Christian communication, in Jesus' name, against every troll, against every demonic power, in the precious name of Yeshua, Jesus Christ the Messiah. Father God, I pray for salvation in Jesus' name. I pray for deliverance in Jesus' name. For everyone, every single person that is not walking with you in Jesus' name, I pray. I pray, Father God, against homosexuality, every spirit of deviation, in Jesus' name. Everything, Father God, that your word speaks clearly, clearly, that is an abomination to you, clearly, Father God, that your word speaks that is an abomination to you, I plead the blood of Jesus over it, in Jesus' name. I praise you, Father God, and I give you all the glory, and I give you all the praise. In Jesus' glorious and precious name, I pray. And I praise you right now, and I bless you, Lord. Oh, my soul, I bless you, Lord. I give you glory and honor and praise. Your word never, no, never returns void. Never, Lord, no, never returns void. Thank you, Father God, for the anointing of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name. Thank you. Thank you right now. Glorify you. I glorify you right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praising your name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, yes, Lord. My Jesus, my Jesus. Hallelujah. My Jesus, my Jesus. Interesting, I just turned in my Bible and I found this. I'm going to read it to you. Names for Satan. Satan or adversary is the most frequently used name for the devil in the New Testament, appearing over 50 times. Devil or slanderer is used over 30 times. Satan, the personification of evil in this world, is the great superhuman enemy of God. His people and all that is, and all that is his super enemy of God, his people and all that is good. His character is vile and evil, and it is portrayed as the great deceiver. So sly is Satan in his deception that he sometimes transforms himself into an angel of light, 2 Corinthians 11:14. Regarded by many scholars as a fallen angel, Satan has a continual admonition to replace God and have others worship him, Matthew 4:8-9. He constantly tempts people to try to entice them into sin. 1 Thessalonians 3:5. In falling from God's favor, Satan persuaded other angels to join him in his rebellion, Revelation 12:9. When Christ returns, Satan will be defeated and ultimately cast in the lake of fire, Revelation 21:10. The following names or titles for Satan in the New Testament throw further light on the devil's character. This is taken from the John Hagee's study Bible, Prophecy Study Bible, John Hagee's. These are some of the names in the Bible references. Okay? Beelzebub, ruler of demons, Matthew 12:24. The wicked one, Matthew 13:19. The enemy, Matthew 13:39. The murderer, John 8:44, liar, John 8:44, ruler of this world, John 12:31, 14:30, God of this age, 2:4, Second Corinthians 4:4, prince of the power of the air, Ephesians 2:4, ruler of darkness, Ephesians 6:12, the tempter, 1 Thessalonians 3:5, king of death, Hebrews 2:14, roaring lion, 1 Peter 5:8, adversary, 1 Peter 5:8, angel of the bottomless pit, Revelations 9:11. Abaddon, destruction, 9 Revelations 9:11. Abaddon, destroyer, Revelations 9:11. The dragon, Revelations 12:7-7. Accuser of the brethren, Revelations 12:10. Serpent of old, Revelations 20:2. The deceiver, Revelations 20:10. Folks, let me tell you something. He's real. The world out there, which is controlled by him, would have you to believe he is not real. Good example. In my chat room just now, I just had a visitor. Father God, I plead the blood. Thank you, Father, for your full protection. Thank you, Father. Lord, I love you so. Love you so. Love you so. That particular visitor I had was full of lasciviousness. Lasciviousness. Unprincipled in sexual matters, disregarding accepted rules or conventions, especially. Very perverse, let me tell you. Very perverse. Very perverse. Like in Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1. Let me tell you. Let me read it to you. Romans chapter 1, verse 24. Therefore, talking about, let's go back up to verse 18. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth and unrighteousness, because what may be known of God is manifested in them, for God has shown it to them. For since the creation of the world is invisible, at his invisible are clearly seen, been understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Profaning to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into the image made like corruptible man and birds and four-footed beasts and corruptible things. Therefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness in the lust of their hearts to dishonor their bodies among themselves, who exchanged the truth of God for a lie and worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this reason, God gave them up to vile passions, for even their women exchanged natural use for what is against nature. Likewise, also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust for one another, men with men, committing what is shameful and receiving in themselves the penalty of their error, which was due. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind to do those things which are not fitting. Being filled with all unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, malnessness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, evil-mindedness, they were whisperers, greed and malice, backbiters, haters of God, violent, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, undiscerning, untrustworthy, unloving, unforgiving, unmerciful, who knowing the righteousness, judgment of God, that those who practice such things are worthy of death, not only to the same, but also prove of those, but also not only to do the same, but also proved of those who practice them. If you prove of, think they're cute, and approve of it, you're just as guilty as they are and worthy of death. So there. Lord God of heaven and earth, as heaven is your throne and the earth is your footstool, I ask you to deal with trolls. Vengeance is yours, saith the Lord. You deal with it all. It's your business. Father God, I thank you for the word. In Jesus' name, I thank you for the word, the written and the living word. I thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. I thank you that we can rest in your love all the time. All the time, Father. We can rest in your arms. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' glorious and precious name. Beware. Beware, beware of evildoers. Amen and amen. Praise God for your protection. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb. Amen. And praise God. I pray for you, my dear listeners. Literally every day, I blow my shofar for you every single morning at 7 a.m. Indeed, I do. You can count on it. In the glorious and precious name of Yeshua, Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the Prince of Peace. Take the name of Jesus with you everywhere you go. Glorify and praise the Lord God of heaven and earth. Rest in his loving arms, knowing that he loves you. Indeed, he does. To God be the glory forever and ever. Amen and amen. As the Lord wills, I will see you again Thursday afternoon, 1 p.m. Central Standard Time, USA. Until we meet again, Vio Candias, God bless you. Go with God. Amen and amen. Bye-bye.